We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
I've made some mistakes. I've acknowledged it. I'm trying to make it up to my wife and my family, but I also have to make it clear to my constituents I want to get back to work for them, and not easy to do in this environment.
That's Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner talking today before all the leading House Democrats sent him a simple message. It's time to quit. As details continue to come out about the congressman's sordid online behavior, Democrats say the scandal has become a massive distraction. Weiner hasn't resigned yet, but he has asked for a temporary leave of absence from Congress while he seeks professional treatment. Here to talk about that story and more is James Fallows of The Atlantic, who joins us most Saturdays. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Rachel.
So several Democratic leaders now calling for Congressman Anthony Weiner to step down. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi issued a statement today saying that Weiner, quote, needs help and that he should get some without the pressures of being a member of Congress. National Party Chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says Weiner's behavior is, quote, indefensible and his role in Congress is untenable. Any way that he can survive this now?
You know, anything is possible. Nobody can make him leave this role. As of this moment, there's nothing we know that suggests anything clearly illegal. But clearly, more than legality is involved in these considerations. And former Speaker Pelosi and the rest of the Democratic establishment had felt until this episode that they had a reasonable chance to at least wage a fight for control of the House next year. I think they view this as an increasingly serious distraction to the larger Democratic message. They probably are asking Representative Weiner, please, to take himself off the stage.
So that is the drama in the Democrats' camp. But the Republicans have had a tough week, too. At least Newt Gingrich, all of his top campaign staff quit on the same day.
Indeed. And the only explanation I can derive for this is that if you're running for president and you really think you have a chance to win, it's the most draining kind of civilian activity you can imagine. Every single minute you have to be either raising money or courting supporters or appearing at photo ops or whatever. And if you're not in that all the way, there's really no point in doing it. And perhaps the advisors who have now quit thought that was the kind of campaign they were signing on for, but then thought that Representative Gingrich with his two-week Greek cruise and the rest really wasn't in for that kind of commitment. So he may have a different sort of campaign in mind.
And one more question, Jim, totally switching gears here, but Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was on a goodbye tour this past week. He's stepping down at the end of this month. He was in Brussels meeting with NATO officials, and he had some very tough words warning NATO that they risk complete irrelevance.
As you know from covering the Pentagon, Rachel, Secretary Gates has given a number of very interesting speeches in the last year or so. And this is the kind of speech I think many previous secretaries of defense would want to have given. He has done it more bluntly than many of his predecessors. What struck me about it, though, is how this will look from a historical perspective. Half the news we have in the United States is about fiscal limits, economic decline, etc. The other half is we're spending more money militarily than the rest of the world, and the same is true in the Pacific as well as with NATO. So I think this does suggest part of the dilemma that this administration, the next one, and Secretary Gates' successors need to deal with of how we can support this kind of defense establishment in the long run or whether we can at all.
James Fallows is national correspondent with The Atlantic. You can read his blog at jamesfallows.theatlantic.com. Jim, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rachel.